Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of Paddock Pass, the podcast where we talk all things motorsport. I'm your host, Evie Spencer, an aspiring motorsport journalist from the UK, and you can follow me on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube at Evie Spencer Motorsport. Make sure to follow my socials and this podcast for lots of motorsport content. Hope you enjoy! Okay, so today I'm here with Maggie. Maggie, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Maggie. I'm currently racing in the Fiesta Juniors with the BRSCC.
Oh, so how did you get started in motorsport?
So it's a bit unusual, actually. Most people start off doing years of karting from a very young age, but I actually, for the first 10 years of my life, I was riding ponies, so a bit different to most people. But after COVID hit, I wanted a bit of a change of path. So I did 3 years of autograss. And then this year I'm doing Fiesta Junior. So a bit of a big step up from autograss. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
So tell me about autograss then, because to my understanding, I don't really know much about it. So tell me about it. How did that go for you?
So yeah, autograss, I was doing junior saloons, which is a 1 litre class. So you've got like different cars in the 1 litres. For the first 2 years I was in a little Micra and I did okay, very mid-pack, didn't do anything like awesome. But last year I moved to a Yaris, which are known to be a little bit quick, so I did Yaris for a year and I won my club championship. So that was definitely a mind blower because I wasn't expecting to do it. I just went into the year expecting just to have a bit of fun. But yeah, it's a good sport to start off, and definitely good for your money. So yeah,
I love that, especially in your third year, like actually doing motorsport. That's mad. That is crazy. So how did you come across Fiesta Juniors?
So my brother, he did 3 years in Fiesta Juniors from 2020 to 2022. He did pretty well in them, I'd say. Again, first 2 years he was mid-pack. Then on the final year, he came third in the championship. And then he moved on to seniors afterwards in the SD240s and he went and won that. So that's pretty awesome. But this year he's gone on to do something else. And my dad just said to me, it's your turn now, like if you want to go out in it. And I was a bit like, well, I've only done 3 years in autograss. But then I was just like, why not give it a go? So it's actually, I'm racing the car that he raced all through his season. So it's like a family car, really. But yeah.
I love that like it's passed down through the family. I actually love that so much. So how is your season going so far?
So yeah, I've done two meetings. I've done one at Silverstone, which was a non-points round. So again, I was just going into it going, we'll just hopefully have a good weekend. Didn't go in there with any expectations. Like no one put pressure on me. We was all just like, just go have fun. In the first race, I didn't have a great qualifying really. I qualified 14th, which is still good. Second or third in class, which is okay. And then in the first race, it was a dry race and I went from 14th to 10th. So it was like, okay, like making progress really. But then in the second race was the day after and I was laying in my camper van overnight and I just heard the rain pouring and I was like, oh no, I've never raced like on tarmac in wet before, like not even on test day. So didn't really know what to expect, but I went from 10th to 7th, which again, not bad. But then after post-race checks, I got boosted up to 6th and first in class. So I was like, wow, like I didn't expect anything from it. So I got a few bits of silverware from that weekend. So that was a good weekend really. But then we went to Brands a few weeks ago and I wasn't really expecting, again, nothing, because it's only my second meeting on circuits. Didn't really have a great weekend, like a mix of mechanical issues. And then in the second race, I got hit off and went into the tyre wall. So it was a bit like, yeah, exactly. But no, it's been okay. I'm just looking forward to the next round at Snetterton. Like, I can't wait for it now.
Yeah, I think as well, because it started off a little bit like some of it's good, some of it's like been a bit dodgy. Maybe the wet conditions are your suited conditions and you're in the right place for it in Britain, let's be real. I love it. So what is the motorsport life like? So obviously I've heard it's a lot of travel, so tell me more about the travel, the training, actually driving in the car and stuff like that.
Yeah, so we live right on the south coast of Kent, so we're like far away from every track. So our closest track is Brands Hatch. It's only 40 minutes away, but then like if we had to, luckily I'm not at Knockhill this year, but it's 12-hour drive for us. Like it's something crazy. But I think the furthest one I'm racing at this year is Croft, and I think it's about 6 hours. So it's not too bad, but yeah. But no, it's yeah, definitely a lot of travelling. But then once you get used to the travelling, it's good. Like at first you'll just be like, oh, it's boring. But actually you're going to a racetrack, so you've got something to look forward to, definitely. But the drive home after a bad weekend is definitely a quiet drive home. But no, yeah, once you get there and you're out in the car, it's literally like when you get in your car, everything goes away and you're just like focusing on racing. So yeah, definitely very grateful to be able to be out racing. But yeah, it's brilliant.
I think that's so nice as well. I think traveling a lot is very difficult. Like, it's not a nice thing to do. However, if there's something good at the end of it, it's always worth it, isn't it?
Oh, 100%.
So what is it like? Is there any different like training that you have to do? Like compared to, so if a normal person went to the gym, what would they have to do to train like a racing driver, I guess?
I definitely think for Fiestas, like it's completely different for F1. Like if you go and watch videos of Lando Norris, they're all training their neck and stuff, and like it's top tier really. But then for me, it's like Fiestas, I think you've got to have some sort of fitness. Like you can't just be super lazy, but it's not like F1 where you have to train everything. I think just keeping in good conditions so you're able to, so like when you get out the car, if you're panting and you know you need to start going to the gym a bit more. But no, I do think you need some sort of fitness, but nothing too crazy, just because, do you know what I mean, it's 15 minute races, so it's not too bad. But no, you definitely focus on parts of your body, for example like your arms and your neck and your shoulders and things like that, just so that when you go there you're not aching for days afterwards. But no, nothing too crazy.
I think as well, you always see the F1 and you never see anyone else kind of do like the gym training, so it's really difficult if you're not yeah. doing that to know what to train and stuff. So yeah, that's so cool. Oh my gosh. So
for normal drivers, or not normal drivers, sorry, for drivers of smaller series or categories, you watch people like Lando and F1 drivers do all that training and you think you have to do it, so you put a lot of pressure on yourself, but actually you don't need to do all of that unless you're obviously going into F1, then yeah.
Yeah, I think as well, like on the road to F1, like doing F3 and F2, it probably ramps up, doesn't it? And I feel like the higher up you get, it definitely ramps up. Yeah. So how do you balance like school and work life with motorsport?
So luckily when I was doing my GCSEs, I was doing autographs last year. So because autographs isn't as, when you're doing Fiestas, you leave on Thursday, you come back on Sunday night. Whereas if I'm doing autographs, you leave Sunday morning, you come back Sunday evening. So for me, when I was doing, for example, my GCSEs, instead of being like lots of pressure, I'm racing this week and I've got to get my GCSE like tests done, I think when I was doing autographs, it was more like a treat at the end of the week, if you know what I mean. Like I'll get through these whatever 3 or 4 GCSEs this week, and yeah. But I do think for some people it's a lot harder to do work life, race life and school work, but I think I found it okay. But then again, I was only doing autographs, whereas if I was doing Fiestas, I think it would have been a lot more pressure on me. But yeah.
Yeah, so as someone who's about to go into their GCSEs, like I think I wouldn't be able to do it, I don't think. I think that would be super difficult, especially coming back late on a Sunday night. I just think, because I need my sleep. I am one of those people who needs to sleep like a good 8 to 10 hours to be like a normal person. So yeah. I love that.
I'm definitely the same.
So, yeah, I love that. I feel like you're either like you sleep 5 hours and you're like energized, or you sleep like 12. I feel like I'm on this end of the scale. Yeah, I'm the same. So being a female who's interested and wanting to make a career in motorsport, well, I'm assuming you want to make a career in motorsport. That's fine. So being a female interested and making a career in motorsport, how do you find these like challenges? Are they challenges, or do you find there's no differences? Like, what are the differences?
I genuinely don't think there's much difference, because we're all, if you've got the talent, you've got the talent. I obviously know just talent won't get you to F1 or whatever you want to do, touring cars, but it definitely, if you've got the talent and you've got the the ability to get sponsors, like you've got a good team behind you or you work with someone that helps you, I definitely think you can get to where you want to be. So yeah, I think as a female in motorsport, for me, I'm trying to get sponsors at the moment and I've got a team behind me trying to help me get them, just because motorsport is very expensive and it definitely runs you a bit dry on money. But no, I think if you've got the love for it and you've got the talent, I don't see why you can't make it. So yeah.
I think that's so true as well. And I think probably a few years ago, you probably wouldn't be saying the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Because it was so heavily male. However, I think now it is definitely on the way to change. And I think, yeah, we are definitely seeing a lot more women in motorsport, which is really nice. As someone who loves watching motorsport, I think that is super, super nice.
3 years ago I was like you watching it, and I've always wanted to do it, and so now I'm in it. It's like amazing to be able to tell people I drive cars, and I do it like on the, like most weekends, like if my friends are like, what are you doing this weekend, do you want to come out, I'm like, sorry, I'm 5 hours away driving a car. It definitely takes over your life, but if you love it, then it's the best thing.
Yeah, I think that's so true, and I think as long as you're doing what you love, that's what matters, isn't it? So what is your biggest achievement so far?
So throughout my whole career, I've had lots of ups and downs, just like every other driver. But I definitely think I made the national final last year in Autograss, and the only top eight of the whole UK get into it. And I was the only girl in the final. So that was definitely like, I just, like every other weekend, you go into it not expecting anything. But I definitely walked away from that one with a big smile. Or I think also winning my class Silverstone was definitely a good weekend, because just wasn't expecting it really. So yeah,
I love that. Especially, I think it's so nice to be able to like see your hard work like pay off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So what are your plans for the near future? So you mentioned going to Snetterton, I think it was. Yeah. So tell me more about that.
I'm racing at Snetterton in a few weeks on the 18th and 19th of May with the TCR. So Fiesta Juniors are a support package for the TCR. So we go alongside them all year, which is definitely a bonus because you get a few more views and a few more people watching you. So, but yeah, so I'm racing there. So this year, I'm just going to focus fully on Fiesta Juniors. I'm still doing Autograss, but I'm just doing that more as a fun to see my friends there and things. But no, so I'm racing at Snetterton, then got, I think, 4 or 5 more rounds throughout the year. So I'm going to be focusing on them. No idea what I'm doing next year. It all just depends on budget, really, like everyone else. But I think we're looking into a few things at the moment, because it's always good to start looking earlier just to find out what's best for me as a driver and us as a family, really. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the year. I think it's going to be really positive.
I love that. Do you think you'll do a second year of Fiesta Juniors if all went your way? Do you think you'd do a second year?
I wish I could, but because I'm 17 next week, this is the last year I can do it, so, which is a bit gutting really, because I think if I did a good year this year, it'd be nice to then go and do that again. But I joined a little bit late, and I could have been in seniors right now or doing a senior class, but I decided just to do Fiesta Juniors just to start with. But yeah, so I can't do it next year, unfortunately. But yeah,
so do they do a Fiesta Seniors?
Yeah, so they do two different ones. They do ST150s, which are the Mark 6 class, which are really good competitive class, or they do the ST240s, which are the Mark 7 STs, which is what Albert raced last year. So I think if anything, I would go into another Fiesta series, whether that be 150s or 240s. We'll just have to see what we can afford and what's best for me, really.
Nice, that sounds so cool. So what is the dream in motorsport?
Know what, coming into motorsport like at quite an older age compared to most people, I'm more just thinking about like next year, the year after. Like obviously, like everyone in the UK mainly, I want to make it to touring cars, because I think that is definitely like the top tier in British motorsport. So definitely touring cars. I mean, if I win the lottery a few times, maybe F1, who knows. But no, I think touring cars. But for now, I'm just like kind of focusing on the next few years, and then from there just build on to something a lot bigger. So yeah,
I think that's a good way to be as well, to keep yourself like grateful for what you're doing. Especially, I think that's a really good thing to keep in mind of. But yeah, I love that. I love that if you won the lottery several times, because that is how expensive F1 is, isn't it?
It might happen, I might win it a few times, but I can't actually get a lottery ticket until I'm 18, though, which is a bit annoying. But
never mind, you could shoot yourself like the way up through the ranks and you could just go straight through it as an 18-year-old. I think it could happen. So who are your motorsport heroes?
For me, obviously, Lando Norris. I've mentioned him a few times just because, to be honest, I only got into F1 a few years ago. I am a Drive to Survive fan. Like, that's how I got in. I know people hate it, but that's how I got into it. But no, definitely Lando Norris. I think he's just such a bubbly character. And like, I just want to see him start winning. But more on a more personal level, my granddad did rallycross and rallying before, long, long time ago. And he did something very similar to touring cars before touring cars was even a thing, in an Alfa Romeo. So I definitely look up to him. Yeah, definitely. On a more personal level, just because obviously I know him. But yeah, no.
I love that. I think it's always nice having someone in your family, like, doing what you want to do, because it's like nice to look up to them. I think that's so lovely. And Lando Norris, I'm a huge Lando Norris fan as well. So I think I need to see him win something. I need to see him win.
Time, hasn't it? Time will come.
I know, 100%. And there's nothing wrong with being a Drive to Survive fan. In my eyes, I think Drive to Survive was something really good because it just made everybody more interested, because you could see like the proper behind the scenes and you could get to know the people more.
I think that's why it's such a good thing. Like, before Drive to Survive, you just knew the drivers like as racing drivers, but watching Drive to Survive, you can actually see like their home life. Do you know what I mean? Just more things about them, and it makes you love the drivers more. So I think, yeah, it's definitely a positive for F1. But yeah,
I 100% agree. So my last question, and the question that I ask to everybody, so go as wacky or as non-wacky as you want. If you could get a paddock pass to any race in the world, where would you go?
I bet this is such a common answer, but the Monaco Grand Prix for F1, just because I think it's like, it's the best of the best. Like, not only that, you can go a week before and just look at every car around Monaco and then go and watch the racing. So I'd love to go there. It'd be brilliant.
I'm trying to convince my mum to take us like on holiday to France and then visit Monaco for the day and secretly make her fall in love with Monaco so we can go and live in Monaco if we win the lottery. My plan. Exactly. It's actually not a very common answer. You would be surprised, because it's really not. And I've got so many mixed opinions on it. Some people say like, no, I couldn't think of anything worse. It's awful racing, should be off the calendar. Whereas I am completely with you. I'm like, I love Monaco.
But yeah, no, I definitely agree though. I think, so I get why some people would say they want it off the calendar, because it's such a tight, small track. But actually, if you're watching it on telly, it's a bit boring. But when you're watching it in real life, I bet it'd be so amazing.
Right, so yeah, that's the end. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. It's been lovely.
Thank you for listening to the Paddock Pass podcast with me, Evie Spencer. Make sure to follow this podcast for more episodes and head over to my socials for more motorsport content.